Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. There is something beautiful, something unique about a voice from someone who loves you. Children, for example, can be on a playground full of peers. When a voice calls out, son, daughter, all of the children, they all hear it. But only one makes a connection to something much deeper, something much more intimate than the simple uniqueness of the voice. For you see, for to all the other children, it's nothing more than a simple distraction to what they've been focused on. They might even be familiar with the voice if they happen to be friends with the child. But that voice will not be one that causes them to pause, to look up, and to look upon the one who does the calling. But to the child who is loved by the one who calls, it is a voice that has the power to pierce through any preoccupation and reach his ears, regardless of how intently he might be focused. It's a voice that carries with it much more than simple words. It's a voice that wraps each and every one of these words in unconditional love before sending them out towards the child. For behind these words, behind this voice, is someone who has sacrificed sleepless nights to nurture him. Behind this voice is someone who has poured into him all that they are, so that he can grow and mature in all things that are good. And behind that voice is someone who will continue to give everything for the good of this child. You see, that voice is more than the sound that reaches his ears. It's a love that reaches his heart. And the child knows this. He knows it instinctively because his heart is tuned to the sound of this loved one's voice. He knows that wherever this voice is, there is safety. There is security. There is love. And as this child grows, he begins to mature in his understanding of this relationship, and he begins to appreciate more fully all that this person has done on his behalf. And his appreciation deepens, not out of obedience, but out of love. Out of response from the love that had been shown to him. He desires to know more about this person who has loved him, who has cared for him, who has provided for him. Now, in our gospel passage today, John talks about a voice from a shepherd. He says, to him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Just as the child knows the voice of the one who loves him, the sheep do as well. And they follow him, not only because they're familiar with his voice, not only because they have heard it their entire lives, but because of what stands behind that voice. It's a shepherd who has cared for, protected, and provided for his sheep. Now, the sheep and the shepherd's voice, this whole thing is a beautiful analogy, but it only scratches at the surface of the richness of God's love. For to remain on this surface is to limit our understanding to the simpleness of the sheep. For the sheep know the shepherd, but only because of what they have directly experienced through him: safety, food, shelter. They can attribute little more than that to the love that they have for him. And so, if we are to apply the analogy to ourselves and say that we know our shepherd's voice only by what we have directly experienced through him, we risk missing out on experiencing the depth and the richness of the Creator's love for us. You see, for beneath the surface of this entire passage is more than the sound of his voice, more than the sheep that follow him. What Jesus is proclaiming here is nothing short of the gospel in all its depth. And what he is calling us to respond to is an invitation to pierce the simplicity of this analogy and begin to experience the full richness of God. Now, Jesus is our shepherd. This much is true. He leads us and we follow. Yes, he's this as well. But he's so much more. Jesus, our shepherd, became a sheep. He became a perfect sheep among the wolves of this world and the wolves of the spiritual one. And he lived among his flock. And he lived like they lived, like we lived. He hungered. He thirsted. He felt happiness and joy, but he also suffered pain. He felt sorrow. He experienced it all, but in a way that kept his sheep perfect among the fold. And in this way, when the time was right, and with perfect obedience to the Father, this sheep offered himself up to be sacrificed. He went to the slaughter for us, before us, so that he could take from us the experience that he knew we would never, ever want. He went before us into death, and he came through his own resurrection, came out through his own resurrection, so that we could experience not death, but life. And in this way, the sheep, who is also our shepherd, became the door through which the sheep can experience all that God wishes us to experience. Jesus Jesus, our shepherd, he who became that which we can enter into through baptism. And when we do, when we enter into his death and resurrection, we share in the atonement that his sacrifice has brought, in the victory over death that his resurrection has proclaimed. So you can see how much we lose when we view this passage as little more than a shepherd's voice. To remain at this superficial level doesn't affect our salvation, but it waters down our understanding of what Jesus has done. He's not a simple shepherd, and his is not a simple voice. It's so much more comprehensive, so much deeper than that. And so, the question I have this morning is this: what do you hear when you hear his voice? Is it like the sheep that instinctively understands that there is someone that cares for him, but who only knows his voice and little else about him? Is it like the child who has a much deeper understanding of what lies behind that voice, but whose understanding is still immature? Or is it something more? You see, the question is really about how you respond when you hear his voice. Are you comfortable with just knowing what it sounds like? Is it enough to just meet him weekly for an hour here in this place, to be baptized and regularly participate in communion? Is that enough voice for you? Now, I repeat, this is not a question of your salvation. You can rest in the comfort of knowing that it does not depend on you, but on him. Your salvation is secure. This is a matter of the heart. It's about remaining where you are in your understanding of him. And if you remain where you are, if you take no effort to continue to know your shepherd, you lose out on an opportunity to experience the full richness of God. You lose out on an opportunity to really know the one who stands behind that voice. When Jesus calls us to follow him, the fullness of that calling is more than mechanics. It's a love letter to each one of us to know the God who has claimed us as his own, adopted us into his family, and calls us by name. It's an invitation to continue to learn more about Jesus, our brother, who sacrificed himself out of love for us, who entered into death so that we would not have to experience it. It's an invitation to make him the focal point of your daily life, to learn more about him, to meet him in his word. it's more than a voice. He is more than a voice. He's life everlasting. How could you not want to learn more about Him? Come, learn about our Shepherd. Don't just recognize His voice. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, in Your fatherly goodness, You have been mindful of us poor, miserable sinners, and have given Your beloved Son to be our Shepherd, not only to nourish us by His Word, but also to defend us from sin, death, and the devil. Pour out Your Holy Spirit on us, so that as our Shepherd knows us and provides for us in every affliction, we also may know Him, and trusting in Him, seek help and comfort in Him, obey His voice with all our hearts, and obtain eternal salvation. Through Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.